All right, check it out, check it out, check it out. This morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody in the city of Tucson. It's your boy, Dr. Hope, the trauma doctor. And I got my boy with me, Tom Cortez, our co-host with the Fresh Start Show.
Listen,
it's going down, it's going down. So get up, get up, get up. Get you up and get your Wheaties and get your cornflakes and your Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, cream of wheat, oatmeal, whatever you like this Saturday morning. Let's go. We're getting ready for the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. Listen, our public announcement for our Fresh Start Expo. It's going down on October 21st on the Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So join us at the TCC, better known as the Tucson Convention Center, the home. Let me say that again, the home of the Fresh Start Expo. We got all the courts. We got the city courts. We got the justice courts. We have the juvenile courts, superior courts, city courts. It's going down. There's no reason why you're looking over your back driving illegal when we're helping you to get your driver's license reinstated. There's no reason why, after being out of prison for 3 years, that we can help you getting your background sealed for employers and for housing. There's no reason for you to be walking around with no employment when we have the felony-friendly employers at the table. Listen, so let's get down to the Fresh Start Expo this October 21st to the 21st of 2023 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TCC. Join us, be there, bring all your family. If you don't have a babysitter, that's all right, bring them too. We're gonna have someone to take care of the kiddos while you come and take care of your family. Also, keep it locked on Friday, August 25th at 8 a.m. at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. It is the Fresh Start fundraiser. Listen, if you want to join a cause that is bigger than you, you want to follow suit and you want to line up and partner and collaborate with the Fresh Start international organization. We're doing some amazing things. Bring your dollars. Bring your contributions. You can be an individual. You can get a table. You can be a business, a corporation, a nonprofit, a church, whatever. We're going to take your dollars any kind of way.
Amen.
And those dollars, 100% of those dollars is going to help our brothers and sisters that has been formerly incarcerated. Listen, there's no motto like us. We are often sometimes can be duplicated, but we can never be originated. It is the Fresh Start Show. So in the Fresh Start Expo, listen, we're not ashamed of our brand. We got people out there that want to try to mimic what we do, but no, we are anointed and we are appointed.
Amen.
To do what we do. Come There's on. Oil on Fresh Start. And yes. So we're excited. So join us this coming fall, and then also join us for the fundraiser. So remember, the fundraiser is Friday, August 25th. It's going to be a fundraiser breakfast. So on that Friday morning, you can get there. We're going to do our thing and you can go on to work. Okay. And so we're looking for a great, great time. And if you ever on YouTube, go and look at the Fresh Start documentary. If you're wondering, like, what do we do and what does it look like? That 6-minute documentary is a tell all. And it is amazing to see the great things that is taking place. All right. So keep those dates. And lastly, this December, the Fresh Start is doing the Fresh Start Christmas giveaway again this December. And we are already planning to blow that thing up and have double and triple what we had last year. I've already talked to Police Chief Chad Kazmar, and he said, no, we're going to partner with Fresh Start. TPD is partnering with Fresh Start, and we're going to get Toys for Tots, and we're going to blow this thing up even higher.
Come on.
Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Don't forget the books.
We got Dan Ekstrom that's going to make sure we have the books. Toy for Tots, we gonna and partner with us, and we're gonna get some more partners. Keep it locked. You're gonna hear more partners at the table. But we're blowing this thing up. Amen. So bring your families, our brothers who's been formerly incarcerated. We most definitely want you to be at the table and in that line, because we know, yeah, if you're coming out of prison or during that time, you really don't have money to get the kiddos some toys and put smiles on their faces. So we're gonna help you get there. We're gonna help you do that. And so our brothers and sisters been formerly incarcerated, this Fresh Start Christmas giveaway is most definitely for you as well. So, all right. So I'm not going to take too much more time. Tom is going to introduce our guest on today. I met this brother last week. He has an amazing story of resilience to tell. And so we're just looking forward to it. All right, Tom.
Well, we wanted to come back and talk about the Department of Corrections. And it's not necessarily just the Arizona Department of Corrections, because Fresh Start is that mustard seed that becomes the tree that covers the country. And that's why it's called international, because we plan on covering the globe.
Yes.
With the idea that everybody deserves a fresh start.
Yes, yes.
And what I want to read something to everybody just to introduce this topic that we're going to talk about. The United States is the only country in the world that permits youth to be sentenced to life without parole. Sentencing children to die in prison is condemned by international law. For children or adults, a sentence of life without parole is cruel, inhumane, and denies the individual's humanity. For children, the sentence also defies law and research, confirming that youth are different than adults and must be treated differently by our legal system. Yet thousands of young people have been sentenced to die in prison across the country. Additionally, black and brown youth are disproportionately sentenced to life without parole and other extreme sentences. Addressing these sentencing schemes are pivotal in the fight for racial justice and social justice. And this is throughout our country. It's not just in the state of Arizona. And I have a dear friend that we're going to introduce, and William Bryant is his name. And he's not necessarily from Arizona, but he's from this issue. And he is a kindred spirit, because we've lived in the same cell that has been in different states. So we've experienced the same life in different ways, but he experienced it for quite a bit longer than I did. And I'm going to let William introduce himself and tell us a little bit of this story.
Hello, blessed be to Fresh Start. Blessed be to the people that are involved in my life. Blessed be having an experience to enjoy life from another cipher. And being a part of the team of Fresh Start is something that I would like to say is a tremendous thing, because I've never had the opportunity to be behind a microphone. I've never had the opportunity to be behind a television. So this experience here is something that I would like to say that 40 years ago, it was something that I never thought would be possible. But right now, all praise is due to the one and only, the powerful being of my essence and the powerful person that gave me the ability to come across to this mic and these people that I met. Thank you, Mr. D. Thank you, Mr. T. I really appreciate it. My name is William Bryant the third. I am from Michigan, and I was sentenced to natural life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. This is something that I never thought would transform into a reality, but something always told me that I would have the opportunity to share my story. I've met with so many people throughout this journey. And I've had the opportunity to meet people throughout this journey now that has just been trailblazers, that has told me that this is not the end. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. And I never felt like it was the beginning, because I've never had hope. You know, being incarcerated for some time, it made you feel weak. It made you feel lost. And at one point, I was telling Mr. DeBolt that I was in solitary confinement, that for 2 years a guy didn't have a chance to talk with nobody and be around nobody because they said they didn't want me to be mixed with the Delts. However, two rooms down was a Delts. And it didn't make me feel like I was protected at one point, but the point that always made me feel like I was protected, Mr. D, was being in a position to know that I had faith. And my faith gave me so much, and I never gave up on my faith. I never went away from my faith. And my mother always told me the one thing, which was, in order for you to maintain balance, you got to keep your 10 toes ground. You must be sincere to who you are as a person, because this will allow you to share your story when you get the chance to share it.
William, just real quickly, for the audience, at 14 years old, you were sentenced to natural life in prison for a crime that, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you were protecting your mother from abuse, and it went terribly awry, and the individual who you were protecting her from ended up dying.
Sir, yes, sir.
And at 14 years old, you went to court and were tried and convicted in Michigan for first-degree murder and given a natural life sentence as a 14-year-old kid.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Holt, tell me, how is that justice?
That's not justice. And it's really a picture of what our nation do to black and brown people. And we incarcerate far more black and brown people than we incarcerate more people generally than any nation in the world, and most definitely when it comes to African Americans and Latinos and the Hispanic community, is that we overly police, we overly indict, we unfairly convict and sentence black and brown people in our nation, in our communities, like never before. We also know, because a lot of my trauma work is in the education system, we also know the school to prison pipeline is real.
Man.
We also know that compared to white students, black and brown students is 3 to 6 times suspended, expelled, and arrested more than their white counterparts in the educational system. And we create this pipeline from kids being in school on a journey to prison. And it's not unheard of that when it comes to kids of color, students of color, youth of color, is that the consequences, the processes, it's much more harsher. It's inequitable. It's not equal. And we also have other dynamics. We also have a socioeconomical issue too. You know, so also communities that financially suffer. You know, we don't have money for an attorney and counsel and representation. The justice system is intimidating for an adult. So imagine how a teenager or how a child would feel being in the justice system. Very intimidating, not understanding sometimes what type of charges are there. And a lot of communities of color, we plea. We take the plea because we don't understand what's going on, right? So that's an automatic felony. You know, and that's going to impact our lives. So yeah, just to talk into that, it's really tough for the black and brown community and the justice system. And it's a traumatizing experience if you get any contact with it. And based on my research and study, as I did this study on the traumatization of incarceration, is that paranoia is still there. We're talking about years after prison. We're not talking about just getting released, right?
Yeah.
Paranoia is still real. PTSD, nightmares, insomnia, psychiatric disorders. People have known to come out having schizophrenia. Depression is still real. Imposter syndrome. The system, that's probably one of the first things being institutionalized in prison is imposter syndrome steps in, and you just don't feel qualified enough. Oh, you're always questioning, you know, are you good enough? Should you, is that, are you really good for that job or that opportunity? And that comes with prison institutionalizing our mindset and our belief systems. So when we come out, it's just not as easy as it looks. So
we've been beat down for 70 years.
Yeah.
And you know, 40 years, 30 years, and we're supposed to come out and reintegrate into something that we were never integrated into to begin with.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And you're asking us to integrate into a society that we're completely unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
Because the society you left and got locked up from was not the one you got released to.
No doubt about it.
Right? Yes, I mean, trees that were just planted are now 100 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, for the time that we were in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, so everything has changed.
Yeah, going
everything
in at a time
that was familiar.
Where you had 8-tracks and cassettes and come out. You're like, CDs, right?
What? Speak to that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, speak to the technology. Speak to
the volume of how you just said that. It's like night and day. It's like waking up and you think you're in another world. You think you're in another place, another time zone.
Yeah.
And just to touch back on something that he said that I've had the opportunity to build on myself, the character and the possibility of knowing who you are, I think that's what I really had to deal with, Mr. D, more than anything.
Yeah.
And when I learned to deal with me from an aspect of saying, I was abused. My mother couldn't find the love within herself. And she felt like the love with other men was the key. But my growing up was the Run DMCs, the LL Cool J's, the Get Fresh Crew in an aspect
of... You're taking it way back, brother.
We looked at that as being people...
You take it away back.
That was popular to us to say, this is who I idolize.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have that father that I look at right now of saying, dang, that's who I wanted to be like.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people shunned upon Bill Cosby and the aspect of what he did.
Yeah.
But he taught me so many things of being a man to his wife, to his children.
Yeah.
And that is where you say, what is the difference now? And when I can look at things and say, I learned how to drive a car a year ago.
Wow.
I've never paid a bill in my life.
Wow.
I was a virgin before I went to prison.
Wow, that's deep.
So having the opportunity to come here and meet people is something that I don't take for granted.
Yeah.
I open up the door for women. I say hi to every child. I try to embody the essence of being someone that I was judged for, but having the opportunity to meet a guy named Tom that said, I'm just like you.
Yeah.
And this man shedded a tear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And made me feel the passion that he said, man, this ain't us. We got a different journey, man. We got a different mission.
That's right.
So in order for you to share your mission, you have to share your voice. And that's what I can appreciate more than anything. You giving me the opportunity to share my voice.
Amen. And awesome. It came about because of the PRC, bro. And we go out there and the orientation. And the first orientation
he
went to.
He happened to be there?
He happened to be in the audience, bro.
Okay.
He was sitting with everybody that was filling out the paperwork and stuff. And I got up and spoke. And then he stood up and began to speak after me because he had been released. He had been working with them at parole because he did an interstate compact to come to Arizona. So then he stands up and he starts speaking. And, bro, 40 years. You know, I just spoke, but 40 years.
40 years. And you were
from
about,
14.
What'd you say, 28?
From 14, bro. We did junior high and high school. He didn't.
Wow.
He did it in prison. And he did it by himself, bro, because he was in solitary until they put him into the adult institution.
Right. Good God almighty.
And you want to talk about trauma, bro? Just the process of what he went through of protecting his mom and then going through a court process to being found guilty of doing that? And you go through life thinking that protecting someone from being beaten is wrong.
Right, right, right.
And that note there is what led me to even start the journey in the aspect of, with my release, we did one orientation when I first got out, and the guy told me, do you feel better now than when you did when you came through the first time?
Yeah.
And when I raised my hand and said, no, I don't. No, I don't, because I've been through this before.
Right, right.
They say, no, you ain't never been through this. So from that point on, I have taken every Tuesdays to show up there and share something.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not asked to speak. But from that point forward of me moving, I said, I want to make a difference to the next guy that's coming out to say, he just like me. He just like me. Dr. D, the one thing that I've learned from these guys that's coming out right now, no hope. But this is where it's at, in the aspect of letting them see something to say, he just like me. And that's why I sat in the audience on what he said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to walk in the tomb to walk free from it.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it's dark in there, but there's light.
Absolutely.
And we walk toward the light. And that bro, that orientation on Tuesday, I think, is giving those guys light into the future, because they see two lives that have been affected by a terrible justice system. You know, to use the word justice in our system is just an embarrassment.
Ooh,
you know, because of the people that have been so hurt by it and can't recover from it. And look at the people. How many people in there three times, four times, five times goodness. On parole? Why do you keep going back? They didn't find fresh start, 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? Fifth time they may find fresh start, but you know what? They're still going to go back, bro, because they come out with this cage and box mentality that they can't get rid of, and they're not open to the community aspect. You know, you got to open up and say, listen, I'm going to ask for help.
Wow. This is awesome. We most definitely want to try to have you come back to do some series on so much more of your story, because we know that you have so much to say that is just very, very powerful. Because I would like to hear more about, you know, how did you get there? And certainly, what is your life like now after being released? And what those struggles were, not just off just getting a job and getting housing. We know you got to do that, but you know, what was your mental state? You know, what was your emotional state? And all of the trauma that comes from that, you know, we most definitely want to have you to come back and to share, you know, with us, and so we can hear more of your story and how we really, really need reform, real reform, policy change, to make sure that we're righting the wrong that we have done. And, you know, not playing politics, you know, Fresh Start is not a political organization, but I have to speak truth. You know, we have a man right now that is getting multiple indictments, and people are like, oh, he ain't guilty.
Mm. Wow.
No, and they'd still vote for him.
And they still vote for him. And there's a lot of white
privilege.
Even
if they found him guilty.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of white privilege, too. We don't get
but
that
but you know what? There's a whole lot of people of color that are voting for him, which I don't.
Hey, man, don't get me mad, because that raised my blood pressure.
And Mr. D, more than anything, I would like to say that I appreciate this opportunity, and I relish the opportunity to say that I took someone's life. I took someone's life.
Yeah.
And every day I wake up, I say, I'm sorry that I did that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I did it.
Yeah.
And I never want to ever in my life, not only me, but see nobody else go through it again.
Awesome. Well, we're going to bring you back because we're running out of time. But no, we love this part one. So let's try to get them scheduled to come back to the Fresh Start Show and tell us a little bit more. You've been listening to the Fresh Start Show on 106.3 FM. Every Saturday morning we're here. Tom, what's going on in the community?
Hey, I got a lot of stuff going on. Go to the website, please. I'm looking for facilities to have COPE and Faith and Finances so we can teach you financial stewardship and about people that live in poverty and how we can change it.
All right, there it is. We are out of here. Fresh Start. Join us every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. It's going down. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.